As promised, we're joined right now by an offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. He is in his second season with the Pack. Led the offense in snaps last season. A three-time national champion. A two-time All-American at North Dakota State. He was the 67th pick overall in 2014. Packers coming off that win over the Rams 32-18 Saturday. Of course, the NFC Championship game is Sunday. Green Bay is at home against Tampa Bay. We are joined by Billy Turner. Billy, it's great to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm awesome. It's good to hear your voice. Listen, before I talk to you about this weekend, if I can get you to look back once on Saturday's game, let me start right there. You and the rest of the offensive linemen knew that you were going up against Aaron Donald and the rest of that excellent defensive front the Rams have. So what was the mindset and the approach of the offensive line, your offensive line, going into that game?
The mentality was no different than it has been all season in any of the games that we had played. We knew that, you know, we were playing the number one, supposedly the number one defense in the NFL statistically. We knew that we were going up against a guy like Aaron Donald, you know, arguably one of, if not the best defensive player in NFL history. And honestly, the mentality, the approach, and the preparation was no different.
Billy Turner joining us. So then the line goes out, and you pave the way for nearly 200 rushing yards. You do not allow a single sack. How much pride, then, is there for you to have such a dominant performance on the big stage in a big game like that?
There's pride, yeah, but to be honest with you, that's the standard for the Green Bay Packers. It's the standard for our offense, and that's the standard in our offensive line room. So I wouldn't say that, you know, there was anything done that, you know, we personally felt like we exceeded the norm in regards to that game. We did what we were supposed to do, and we came out with a victory, and that's what we wanted to do. We, you know, we always want to go out and we want to be dominant in nature in the run game and in the pass game, but you know, as far as pressure sacks, quarterback hits, and rushing yards, you know what, our standard is set very high, and, you know, there's definitely another gear and another level that we can all reach.
All right, so the standard is the standard. Billy Turner is joining us. And Bill, you were playing left tackle against the Rams. That's where you played in college. But in the NFL, you've moved around, left tackle, left guard, right tackle. What's it like to move between positions like that at that level? How challenging is that?
I mean, it's not the greatest thing in the world. It's not fun, but right. To be completely honest with you, it's something that I've done throughout my entire career at multiple levels, and, you know, I've just kind of become accustomed to it. It's something that allows you to focus in a little bit more on your technique and your fundamentals and offensive line play, and you know what? Every position is different and every side of the line is different. And, you know, it's a big, big mental game when you have to switch sides, especially when, you know, you're at one position at one point in the game and then you're at another position at another point in the game. And whether it's week to week, month to month, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't get any easier, but, you know, that's it's no different than any type of adversity that people have to face in everyday life.
So I'm looking for an analogy, and I think I found one. Josh Sitton used to come on this show quite a bit back in the day, one of my favorite guys. You recently referenced him in talking about the difference between playing right tackle and left tackle, because according to Josh, quote, it's like wiping your ass with your opposite hand. Is that how it seems to
that
you?
Is correct.
Is that an apt description?
Yeah, man, it's awkward. You know, it's not, like I said, it's not anything you ever really get used to. And it's, I mean, try writing a sentence with your right hand or your dominant hand and then switching over to your left and writing it with your left hand is probably going to look ugly unless you're ambidextrous, you know? So it's nothing that's easy. Playing offensive line in the NFL, it's not really one of those things where you go back and forth. You know what I mean? There's certain guys in this league. For instance, David Bakhtiari is the best left tackle, in my opinion, in football. David is a left tackle. Billy Turner is an offensive lineman. I don't necessarily really have a home on the offensive line because I've been all over at all those different positions. And that is how I master my game, and that is how I make my living in this league.
Billy Turner is joining us. You mentioned Bakhtiari, and I could tell in the way you mentioned him, the kind of respect you have for him. Listen, I understand that you're in a very different business. I understand as part of the business, guys go down, and the next guy has to be ready, and you got to move on quickly. You have to have a short memory. But when you know a guy like that, and you know how much he cares, how hard he works, the kind of pride he has, and that he's missing out on this, what kind of thoughts do you have about that?
Man, it's tough. It's tough to see a guy like that, like you just kind of mentioned, somebody who cares so much and puts so much dedication and time into the game. It's tough to see anybody at that get injured, you know, but when it's one of the leaders of the team, it's just a little bit tougher. It hits a little bit different, you know, in that regard. But to be honest with you, Dave has handled this extremely well, in my opinion. Going into work, seeing him in the training room, seeing him attack his rehab no differently than he attacks a game plan every single week when he's going out there getting ready to play a game at left tackle. You know, he's asking each and every one of us if we need any type of help, if we need him to do any film study or to do any type of, you know, looking back on games that we've already played or any type of opinion. You know what I mean? He's offering himself up, you know, to our expense, even though he is injured, you know. So it's very easy to say, you know, oh, the Green Bay Packers are playing in the NFC Championship game without, you know, left tackle Dave Bakhtiari, but that's not the truth. The fact of the matter is that we have just as much, if not more, communication with Dave in regards to these games and these game plans the last 2 weeks that we have had all year.
Billy Turner joining me. You know, Billy, talking to you, I'm struck by this opinion I have. Some of my favorite conversations with guests over the years have been with offensive linemen, and I have a theory on that. It's a really technical position. So the guys who play it generally are really smart, really sharp. They've got great personalities, but generally speaking, you guys do not get the media attention that you probably deserve. Why do you think that is?
Man, we're in our own little bubble. We're all built completely different. Not one of us is alike. We don't need media attention, and we don't crave media attention. The way that we're built is to go out there and to get the job done. And the most thing that is important to us as offensive linemen is to help teams win football games. You know, it's not to be in the limelight and to have everybody know who you are. Personally, me, I could care less if anybody knows who the hell I am. It really doesn't faze me. What I am here to do is to help the Green Bay Packers win football games and win championships. That is my job. That is what I signed up for, and that is what I told these coaches when I came here and signed that contract. So anything else after that, most offensive linemen just don't really care about.
My man, Billy Turner is joining us. Respect. I respect the answer. You've got the Bucs coming to your place Sunday. You faced them once already this year. It didn't go the way you would have liked, of course. What are your early thoughts on the matchup this time?
You know what? We did not play our best football in that first matchup. That is quite obvious going back, watching the film, and playing in that game. It was very obvious. So, you know what, that game was a couple months ago, and that's a part of our identity as a football team, 100%, yes. But with that being said, going through that game and getting through that adversity throughout the course of this season has only made us stronger and only made us a better football team. So I expect us to come out and play an entirely different football game on Sunday. And I expect us to go out there to have fun and cut it loose like we've been doing lately.
Hey, Billy, speaking of identity, as some people know, you are really big into fashion. How did you first get into it, and what is your approach when it comes to fashion?
Man, how did I get into it? I have no idea. You know, my family members, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my aunts, uncles, grandparents, everyone kind of has their own type of style, you know. And growing up, knowing everyone in my family and seeing all these different styles, it was something that was very visually appealing to me, but it was also something that I tapped into. And that's kind of how I figured out that throughout life and in society that everyone is completely different. People can like certain things and be best friends. And, you know, your best friend can like and dress completely differently than you. And that's, you know, kind of the case with me and a lot of my homies and a lot of the people that I hold close to my heart. So kind of moving forward, I found a likeness for art and creation. And I just kind of started doing things on my own. You know, art was one of my favorite classes when I was in elementary school, middle school, high school, all the way on up. And I just kind of started creating stuff. And honestly, one of the first struggles, I would say, is being a bigger man in the world. It's hard to find shoes that fit you. It's hard to find clothes that fit you. And finding certain things that I liked that did not come in my size kind of pissed me off. So from that point forward, it's been this evolution of starting to kind of design my own clothing and to make my own clothing and then kind of throwing that philanthropic type of vibe into that whole realm, and that whole world of fashion. I came up with this brand that I started this past year called Public Immunity. And the basis of it is not just fashion and art and creation. It's all of those things that I have a passion for mixed with this whole giving back and trying to make a difference and a footprint in this world. And more or less to plant a seed or to plant many seeds in the form of art and fashion and creation of any kind in this world that hopefully years down the road, who knows how long, that seed will sprout and make a difference in somebody's life or the world.
Man, I like it. I like it a lot. I like it not only because of what it represents, but what it represents, right? You've got a passion for it, but it goes deeper than that. So are you selling this merch, or if people wanted more information, how would they get it?
Yeah, I have a website, publicimmunity.com or publicimmunity.shop. The way that the website is kind of set up is like an art museum type of thing. We got galleries and we got exhibits. The first exhibit, the theme behind it was racial inequality, racial injustice, so to speak. So we're wanting to, you know, make some ripples and make some waves and make a statement there around racial inequality. There are 7 galleries, I believe, throughout this exhibit. A couple have been released already. I think there is 2 or 3, maybe 4, that'll be left to debut throughout the earlier parts of 2021 and then going into the latter parts of 2021 into 2022. The next exhibit is going to be focused on mental health, and we're going to start to attack mental health this off season. And there's going to be a little bit of a rebranding, a new kind of website structure, and the whole vibe of the clothing and the creation. There's going to be some more art pieces and photography and whatnot that are going to be a part of those galleries, but it's going to be a whole different vibe from the clothing to the art to everything that we're trying to put out there into the world to make a difference.
Billy Turner, Green Bay Packers offensive lineman. Why you and I did not come together sooner, I have no idea, but I hope we do it again soon. Billy, great to have you on. Thanks so much. Really well done. That's Billy Turner.